This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Johnny Saunier and Cajun Heritage and JoJo Reed. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The memorial service for the late Senator Daniel Inouye, who died this Monday at age 88. President Obama, Vice President Biden, and former President Clinton are among those attending at the National Cathedral in Washington. Senior White House officials say President Obama will nominate Massachusetts Senator John Kerry for Secretary of State. Prominent Senate Republicans have indicated they would vote to confirm him. Republicans strongly opposed the idea of U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice as a nominee, and she withdrew from consideration. Bells of mourning in Newtown, Connecticut today, a week after more than 20 people were caught, shot, and killed in a mass shooting. And NPR's Kirk Siegler has been there and has this report.
They're exhausted and tired of the near-constant scrutiny from around the world. They're also very grateful, telling us they're very grateful of all of the outpouring of support they've received in both donations and people calling up from all around the world asking what they can do to help this town.
And that's NPR's Kurt Siegler talking about the people of Newtown, Connecticut, a week after shootings there. The lower house of Russia's parliament has passed a bill to ban adoption of Russian children by Americans. President Vladimir Putin has not said whether he will sign the bill, but Russian officials have expressed anger over a new U.S. law calling for sanctions against Russians the U.S. classifies as human rights violators. Pope Benedict has made another strong denunciation of same-sex marriage. In his annual speech to the Vatican bureaucracy, the Pope says people are inappropriately manipulating their sexes and genders to alter what he calls their God-given nature. And the Pope's recently released annual peace message says that same-sex marriage, abortion, and euthanasia are all threats to peace. The brother of Bernard Madoff will head to prison in February. He will serve 10 years for doctoring financial books during his brother's epic multi-billion-dollar fraud. The sentence for 67-year-old Peter Madoff was announced yesterday by federal judge Laura Taylor in Taylor Swain in Manhattan. She said she finds Madoff's claims that he knew nothing about the huge scheme not believable. Peter Madoff pleaded guilty in June to charges that he created false documents while he was chief compliance officer at his brother's firm. Two investors who lost their life savings also told the judge that they don't believe Peter Madoff. He'll report to prison on February 6th. Stocks are down sharply. The Dow Jones Industrials down more than 100 points as people await some sort of settlement on the U.S. fiscal cliff issue. From Washington, this is NPR News.
NATO head unders for us.
A ceremony near the ruins of an ancient Mayan temple in Guatemala. It's the 21st of December 2012, and so far we're still here. It's the day the Mayan calendar cycle comes to an end. Many people have predicted that the end of the world would come with it. James Bleers reports that others see it as a start.
The Mayan 5,125-year cycle, or long count, is up. Most Mexicans are convinced it heralds a new beginning and not a cataclysmic conclusion. Mexico has courted with disaster previously. 65 million years ago, a giant asteroid hit the Yucatan Peninsula, leaving a crater 100 miles in diameter. The dust clouds, which then clogged Earth's entire atmosphere, wiped out the dinosaurs and 70% of other species. Today, the weather forecast is for bright sunshine. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
The FBI says it has captured one of two bank robbers who escaped from a high-rise Chicago jail. Joseph Banks has been caught. Authorities say he and Kenneth Conley escaped from Chicago's high-rise Metropolitan Correctional Center by apparently smashing a hole in a wall at the bottom of a cell window, squeezing through, then scaling down about 20 stories using a knotted rope or bedsheets. And as the season's first widespread snowstorm moves on, holiday travelers hope that means that they'll be able to move along, too. The storm heads across the Great Lakes region after dumping more than a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest and prompting airlines to cancel more than 1,000 flights overall. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Paramount Pictures, James Cameron, and Andrew Adamson, presenting Cirque du Soleil, Worlds Away, in 3D, now playing in movie theaters.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and American Roots, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Of course, tomorrow a lot of great Louisiana music virtually all day long. Things starting off with Megan Brown on Encore at 7 a.m., followed by Zydeco et Pasale, John and MC's classic Zydeco program. And Zydeco Stomp follows with Herman Fusilier, Born on the Bayou, with Lee Klein Peter. There's also Dirty Rice tomorrow night starting at 8:30. And Bill Bolins on Dirty Rice will be featuring Michael Juan Nunez live in the studio. So something good to tune into if you want to sort of relax into the Saturday evening before Christmas. We start off this hour of the Blues Box by going back to 1994 and listening to a track from the Grammy Award-winning disc Father Father. Here is Pop Staples and His Daughters and Others.
Hallelujah, since I lay my mind down. seaside, talking with the fishermen, and made them decide.
From 1965, that was the band The Impressions, Curtis Mayfield's composition, Amen. And that got to number 7 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts. So number 7 on the pop charts. I don't know about, I don't think it made the R&B charts that year, but wonderful Christmas music from years gone by. And before we heard The Impressions with Curtis Mayfield, we heard Pop Staples from the disc Father Father, again from 1994, Staples and his family doing a rendition of Glory, Glory. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a tune that that The Impressions also recorded. They recorded first in 1964. This one got to number 3 on the R&B charts and number 14 on the pop charts. We're going to go up to 1967, though, and listen to Aretha Franklin's version of People Get Ready.
There's a train coming. Don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All we need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket. We'll just thank the Lord. Thank you.
The Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Smile on my face, saved by God's grace. I'll meet my mother, sisters, and my brothers, dressed in white in God's pure light. My victory I'll have won. I'll take a tour of heaven as angels bring my wings. Hat in place, smile on my face, saved by God's grace. Get mine. Path that we take will lead to that divine. My daddy always told me he worked for his crown. I'll meet him and see Jesus. My hat will be my crown. I'll wear a beautiful hat when I get to heaven, with stars and jewels and colors no eyes have ever seen. I'll take a tour of heaven as angels bring my wings. Had it place my on my face, saved by God's grace. Had it place my on my face, saved by God's grace.
Diona Greenleaf from a disc she had out last year called Trying to Hold On. She did very well with this disc on the blues charts. Greenleaf doing a number called Beautiful Hat, and she's from Houston, Texas. Had a lot of very good special guests on this particular disc, including Smokin' Joe Kubek, Billy Branch, Bob Corritore, Anson Funderburg, and others. And before we heard Diona Greenleaf, we heard Aretha Franklin from 1957 doing the old classic Percy Mayfield tune, People Get Ready. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana. And, of course, Christmas blues are blues that can be easily associated with this time of year. Case in point, we're going to turn next to the Empress of the Blues, one of the, best-known and favorite woman blues singer of the 1920s. We're going to go to summer of 1930. Here's Bessie Smith with James P. Johnson on piano doing a number called On Revival Day.
Have you ever seen a church begin to rock? Heard a sundown deacon preaching to his flock? Have you ever seen old Satan on a run? Then follow me, see just how it's done. And have you ever heard a sermon stir your soul? Make you crave the river of Jordan as you go? Have you ever felt as though you'd like to shout? Then come on and let them feelings out. Oh, Lord. Yes, hear those sisters groaning and hear those brothers moaning, repenting and atoning. glory. Hymns are purifying.
Glory, glory.
Wash my sins away.
Lordy, Lordy.
Feel just like a lion.
Lordy, Lordy.
Has reborn today. Oh, yes, hear those sisters groaning and hear them brothers moaning, repenting and atoning on revival day. Oh, they're talking to the Spirit just like you see and hear it. They simple and they bury it on revival day. When that congregation starts to say, nothing in this world don't mean a thing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, makes you feel so peculiar. The devil cannot rule you on revival.
The late Coco Taylor, queen of Chicago blues, Coco Taylor with Merry Merry Christmas. This from the Alligator Records Christmas Collection. Before we heard Coco, we heard late great Bessie Smith from 1930. Bessie Smith doing a number called On Revival Day. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, to keep with our Christmas theme, Jerry McCain with Absent-Minded Santa.
Love lies.
Etta Brooks with her take on I'll Be Home for Christmas. Quite an interesting lady. She was born in Los Angeles, raised in Los Angeles. Her mother was a doctor, her father a deputy sheriff. Her grandfather introduced her to opera, the likes of Amalita Galli-Kerci and Caruso and others. She ended up being classically trained as a pianist, and by the mid-1940s was sort of known as a real boogie queen. Really, really fine pianist and vocalist, Etta Brooks. Before hearing Etta Brooks, we heard Jerry McCain talking about an absent-minded Santa. Next here on KRVS, we're going to listen to the late Sam Myers on blues, harp, and vocals, fronting for Anson Funderburg and the Rockets. Here is Sam Myers and Anson Funderburg with a tune called Young Girls Drive Me Wild at Christmas.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291 1847. The website is www.oriancase.com.
Was the night before Christmas, when all through the pad, not a creature was stirring, not even old Dad. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hope that old Saint Nicholas would soon be there. Oh yeah, 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 the children all nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums dance through their little heads. Play the blues for me. Well, Mama and her kerchief, and me and my old funky cap. You know what? We had just settled our brains in for a long winter's nap. Went out on the lawn, arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of a midday to the objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny, tiny reindeer, with a little old driver. You know what? This little old driver was cool, so lively and so jively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by their name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, Prancer, and I didn't forget you, Vixen. On Comet, baby, and Cupid, baby, and Donder, and Blitzen. Yeah, we're making it to the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Just before the wild hurricane fly, when they met an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers flew, with a sleigh full of toys. You know what? Saint Nicholas was there too. And then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, Saint Nicholas came bound, all dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot. Man, this is a hip cat, man. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and a little bit of soot. I ain't lying about it either. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening up his pack. His eyes, oh how they twinkle. His dimples, yeah, his dimples, how merry. How merry. Oh, Santa Claus is so cool.
Merry Christmas to you all, and to all, good night.
The Night Before Christmas Blues. That was Ready Teddy McQuiston. And before we heard McQuiston, we heard Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with the late Sam Myers on blues harp and vocals. Young Girls Drive Me Wild at Christmas. That's not one you're going to hear in shopping malls, that at least not that I'm aware of. And you are listening to a Christmas version of the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. And we do have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that's followed by Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We're going to turn next to Lowell Fulson, one of the he was a cutting-edge blues back in the late 1940s, early 50s, had some good R&B charters back then, originally from Oklahoma. He, after World War II, moved out to the West Coast and found his musical fortune there, as much as he did, and definitely a talent. Here is Lowell Fulson with I Want to Spend Christmas with You.
I'm not afraid.
Maria Muldaur with Duke Robillard on guitar. No money, no honey. Prior to hearing that that pair, we heard Lowell Fulson from Some Years Gone By. Lowell Fulson with a tune called I Want to Spend Christmas with You. Next here on KRVS, from a disc called You're All I Want for Christmas, here are the Persuasions.
Boom, 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 boom.
It was the 12th month, boom, boom. On the 25th boom, boom. Day. A little child was born to brighten up our day. And I'm so glad that he showed us the way. Now
I know
Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
And joy to our neighbors. Christmas means
love.
And helping the disabled. There is so many definitions to what Christmas means. And to me, Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
And joy to our neighbors. Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
And helping the disabled. There is so many definitions to what Christmas means. But to me, Christmas means love.
Christmas means
love. Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
Joy to our neighbors. Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
And I'm helping the disabled. There is so many, many definitions of two what a Christmas means. And to me, Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
Joy to our neighbors. Christmas means love. And helping the disabled. There is so many definitions of two what a Christmas means. And to me, Christmas means love.
Oh,
Christmas means love. Joy to our neighbors. Christmas means love.
Love.
And not helping the disabled. There is so many, many, many definitions to what Christmas means. And to me, Christmas means love.
Christmas means love.
Well, I'm gonna build
right on that shore,
right on that shore,
right on that shore.
I'm gonna build
right on that shore,
right on that shore,
right on that shore.
I'm gonna build for my Jesus,
build for my Jesus evermore.
You know I'm gonna pray
right on that shore,
right on that shore,
right on
hey.
That shore.
I'm gonna pray, child,
right on that shore.
Well, I'm gonna pray for my Jesus,
pray for my Jesus evermore.
Well, I was walking down the road one day when I heard Master's voice. Spirit came upon me, filled my heart with joy. I started out for Canaan on that celestial shore. I'm gonna build for my Jesus,
for my Jesus
evermore. Let me be
right on that shore,
right on that shore,
right on that shore.
I wanna be right on that shore,
right on that shore.
Said I wanna be for my Jesus,
for my Jesus.
Oh, just let me pray
right on that shore,
right on that shore.
Oh,
I wanna pray right on that shore.
No,
said I wanna pray for my Jesus,
for my Jesus
evermore.
I stood upright and I stood for God and I'm standing here today. Tell you what, I Jesus walk that straight and narrow way. I can't turn back and I won't turn around. I'm gonna stand right on that shore. I'm gonna stand for my Jesus.
dealers, for my dealers, here
oh, let me stand right on that shore. Oh, let me stand right on that shore. Said I won't stand for my dealers, for my dealers, here more.
Well, when that feeling is completed, going home to live with God, tell him about my troubles down in the land I taught.
From the early 1950s, the band The Soul Stirrers with a very young Sam Cooke. A number, of course, called I'm Gonna Build Right on That Shore. Sam Cooke would later become very, very famous and unfortunately have a tragic end, but he did some wonderful work with this group, The Soul Stirrers. They were preceded here on the Blues Box by the band The Persuasions. We heard them do a tune called Christmas Means Love. And you're listening to a Christmas edition of the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast